Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers on our show this week, and by supporting them, you're helping us to continue to bring you awesome content for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week. They are Amazon Making the Cut. Watch Making the Cut every Friday only on Amazon Prime Video. Dunkin', check out Dunkin's new matcha latte. Be sure to check out the episode's notes for more information on our great sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. Okay, well, we're going a little crazy over here with Corona. I think that's like actually an understatement. I think we're going crazy. I think the kids are going nuts. I think, I've always had a lot of respect for my kids' teachers because I always knew that I could never be one. And I also always knew that like me being a stay-at-home parent wasn't really who I was either. So I just respect the teachers so much. But honestly, like 10 times more than I even did before. I always spoil my kids' teachers. I think they're phenomenal. But this is like a lot.
I'm trying to decipher between what's the difference between like this and a summer. Like your kids are home during the summer, like it's, and it doesn't feel as stressful or nearly.
We're not able to
go out, you know, and that's different, but we're not really a family that goes out too much. We spend a lot of our time here and we do a lot of activities here and
we have a game room, a basketball court, things for them to do and a four, so, and I bought them Nerf. Okay, well, let me just tell you, just one of the reasons it's, you know.
But I think I'm going to cut you off. I won't let you forget. I know what you're going to say, but so I think it's just the stress of the situation, right? It's the worrying.
And I have my period. Thank you for the next, you know, week or whatever. I've had it for a few days. Like the period, then the stress of school, then the, you know,
even like if we had to homeschool for whatever reason or a snow day or it's just so much different because of like the fear and kind of the tenseness of the situation. We have to be worried about like everything.
Always something new
everything.
Every single day though. There's always something new coming out with Donald Trump's speeches. There's always, I also think this Zoom, go ahead with your,
you know, and there's an old saying, you know, control what you can control. And worrying about something you can't control is wasted worry, you know? And so I think we can really maybe help the situation become more normal or a little bit more easy to handle if we try not to worry so much about things that we just don't have control over. You know, if you can disinfect something that you bring home, whether it's groceries or takeout food, do that. But you got to let the outside world let it play out, you know, and try not to have that stress come into your family and into your home because it's going to make an already tense situation just that much more intense. So that was kind of my observation in the last day and a half or so, was that I was trying to figure out why it's just so crazy. And it's obviously because this is a crazy situation, but
I think having to be on Zoom at, you know, 10 a.m. with the kids and, you know, KJ and Cash are on at 10. The twins are on at 11. Cash has more homework than the twins and KJ put together. And Cash is the least interested in school, so it makes it tough. You know, Kaya is not as interested either. KJ works on his own. Kane, we're going to get into what happened to him and all that good stuff. Yeah. But I mean, I think it just, and it's a lot on the parents. I help them with their work, but Croy signs them up for Zoom. Like today we were having issues with Zoom. We kept getting kicked out.
Oh, because it's so flooded. There's so much stress on that system.
I read about some shit about Zoom just now on the news, you guys, under Trump's, not speech, but whatever.
Address.
Yeah. I couldn't think of it. Yeah. So underneath it said that Zoom or whatever had sold everybody's information or something. Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, there is. Their privacy policies are very lax. So, you know, beware. I mean, I think it's a time where we gotta do what we gotta do. And we pray that a company approaches this situation with the appropriate ethics and doesn't do something stupid, but you don't know. So be aware that your information is not quite as secure as it would be on something like FaceTime or another platform that offers video conferencing. But we've tried to make it as normal as we can and to distract the kids from the tenseness too. Kids feel it. They know something is going on. KJ Cash and the twins are asking all these questions and they walk around the house and saying, you know, my football doesn't have COVID or, you know, or coronavirus. And so they know too. And so they're trying to find some normalcy in this. And so Kim, the other day, she had gotten some toys that resembled cardboard.
I ordered Nerf forts or Nerf tents or whatever you want to call it. Like, so the kids have tons of Nerf guns. That's what they love to do. And have these battles and stuff. So I thought, oh, well, I was just kind of looking online and I figured, well, let's get them these little Nerf cardboard. And they're not cheap, you guys, honestly, but these cardboard, like one's a big tent.
Fort. You can go, they like, turn into like a fort.
Yeah, you can go like three
walls.
Or 4 feet in the back of it. They're just made out of cardboard, right? So they come and they're delivered. I tell the kids, they're so excited. I ask Corey, let's put it together. But they say to leave like your cardboard boxes and stuff on your front porch for 24 hours.
No, 3 days.
No, I've heard so many conflicting reports. It fucking makes me so crazy.
Well, go to it's who.org. Who.org.
Right. And but I mean, every day I feel like it's changing. Yeah. So anyways,
to be safe, I've heard up to 3 days if you can. If you have to access it via whether it's frozen food or whatever, do your absolute best to remove it from the packaging that somebody else would have touched or disinfect it with a wipe. If you can, if it's plastic or metal or something like that where you can wipe it off and it won't damage the product, then obviously use a disinfectant. But if you don't have to initially access it right then and there, they say let it sit out so that if whatever virus is sitting on it will die on its own without having to be without having to waste or use disinfectant on that item. So we had these boxes sitting outside disinfecting on their own.
Right. And so it was really beautiful out 2 days ago. So I think right now we're getting one good day and then terrible rain, then one good day. But I'll take it because we had like 70 days of straight rain. So they were on the front porch kind of to the left. And I asked our housekeeper to not bring in any boxes in the house. Don't touch anything. Just leave everything, you know, basically as they are. So yesterday we could have put them. It was pouring rain out all day. So they kept asking about the forts. And I was like, Corey, we should really go do it. So finally, Corey was like, no, we'll just do it tomorrow, whatever. Like, it's getting too late. And we're trying to keep them on a decent schedule because they do have to be on these Zoom calls and do all this homework and function. So long story short, I go out there last night to kind of get them and show them and kind of say like, okay, which one should we put together first? And let me see really how hard it is. And I go out there and they're fucking gone. And I'm like, Croy? So I thought maybe Croy, because it was raining, brought him inside the garage. I'm like, did you touch him? And he's like, no, but I don't believe him. So I think he's like busting my chops. I'm like, no, seriously, I'm pissed right now. Where are they? He's like, no, I swear I have not touched him. I'm like, fucking Yenny! I knew she, and it was garbage day yesterday morning. The garbage man came. And I remember Corey looking outside and also saying, the garbage man didn't take all those cardboard boxes. That's weird.
Which I found an email on that saying, in order to protect them, their machine, right? Their machine operates the can and picks it up automatically, you know? And so
it is true. All school is canceled this year, through 12.
Yeah, not going back. Yeah. But so in order to protect the garbage men and collectors, they are only going to use that operating system, which means they cannot touch the cardboard outside of anything that's outside of your can. So if you have a little bit of overflow, they're not going to take it. The only thing they're going to do is use the system that they have to pick up the can and dump it in their truck. So that was why they got left behind. Thankfully.
Listen, like, I'm reading on Facebook, I'm trying to find something that a woman wrote that I want to share with you guys. And as I scroll, I just see people bashing Trump, everything he does wrong, everything he says. You know, this somebody I know posted, like, today in New York, you know, we're counting dead bodies, but at the White House, our president is counting TV ratings. Like, it's like he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, if he doesn't show up and share with the world. So I'm trying to find this one
and here's
thing
here's
that
what
I showed
I'm gonna say
Brielle
about
last
this.
Night.
I have...
I don't know why Croy's talking so much right now, but no, I'm just kidding. I just want to find this one thing. So Croy's going to talk for a second. I'm going to find this to read to you because I really want people to hear this. So I'm going to find it. Go ahead, baby.
I have friends that are, would call themselves Democrats. We have friends that would call themselves Republicans. We have nonpartisan friends. And I love to have conversations with people and get perspectives from both sides. And ultimately, when we're faced as when we face a problem like this that is not only national, that's affecting just people in general. We're talking people, human race across the world. You have to relate to people and it comes to a point where, yeah, you know, he's being accused of using it to try to gain politically and things like that. Well, ultimately, too, he's human. He is a human. He's not a machine. He's not perfect. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to say something wrong. So when you're dealing with an ultra stressful situation where he is trying to ultimately, I think, help just people. You know, whether you're a Democrat, he's not saying only the Democrats or only the Republicans get the checks from the $2 trillion. He gave them to everybody. You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, he gave that money to everybody. You know, it's I don't want to get off onto a political rant, but I think we need to treat people and look at people without this filter of he's that or she's that or this and that. Just we're people, and we've got to get through this with each other and understand that this is new for everybody. This is stressful for everybody. This is hard on everybody. This is scary for everybody. This is heartbreaking for everybody. Some more than others. I'm just terrible to see the people that have lost ones that they love. I can't even imagine. And so many more are going to be in that position that don't even know it yet. And just terrible. So, but we have to, as people, just treat each other with like we're people and remove the nonsense and just to get through this. So
hosted by fashion's favorite duo, Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn, Amazon's new original series, Making the Cut, assembles 12 talented design entrepreneurs from around the world to compete for the chance to turn their brand into the next global fashion business. Naomi Campbell, Nicole Richie, Joseph Altuzarra, Corinne Rotfeld, and Kiera Frani. Join Heidi and Tim as judges with design challenges that will take designers to New York, Paris, and Tokyo. Winning looks from Making the Cut will be available on Amazon and the Making the Cut store immediately following each episode. Watch Making the Cut now with new episodes each Friday only on Prime Video. So I don't think I finished my story about the Nerf guns. Totally.
No, you didn't. Sorry.
Yeah. You done interrupting me today, baby?
Or no, we're going to do this all day.
I'm
here all day, folks.
See what happens when I have my period? No, I'm just kidding. So I'm like, Croy, I'm so mad right now. And he's like, relax. And I'm like, no, it was like expensive. I'm not kidding you. Like, I'm so pissed. He goes outside and guess what, folks? They're outside by the garbage soaking wet.
Folded up and
all combined. My housekeeper, who I'm grateful for,
So grateful for it. And I'm grateful that she can continue to come here.
She only goes to her house and comes here.
Yep.
And
she's helping to support a special needs child.
Right.
And her husband right now, because she is the only one that's able to work. So
I'm thankful for her. And I was like, I'm taking it out of her check, which I'm not going to do. But I was just telling Corey because he was like, it's fine. Just relax. I'm like, it's not fine. It took 12 days to get here. Anyways, they're all fucked up. So we lay them out in the foyer, all these different pieces. When I tell you, like, my blood was boiling, I custom made this tent, you know? So anyway, so this morning she's like, I'm sorry. I said, Yenny, like, there was no way that those boxes were not empty. They were full. She said, of cardboard. Yeah, but with drawings on them. Like, they were completely, there was a whole roll of tape attached to the top with a big booklet of instructions. And anyways, I reordered them and we're going to try to piece together what we can, but my blood was boiling. But anyways, you guys, I finally found just now what I was trying to read to you. And my aunt posted it from another woman. So I don't know why it was so hard for me to find it. But anyways, this will give you guys something to kind of think about.
All about looking at things from different perspectives. You know, really, when you start to understand the motto that we live by, ask, believe, receive, and looking at things, you have to have multiple perspectives from the situation that you're going through so that you can accurately assess it and move past it and grow from it and learn from it. And so this is a different perspective. Maybe that you're not looking at the situation from.
So you don't see the photo, but it's just a photo of him walking kind of with his head down and just...
President Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump. So anyways, you're not going to see the picture to understand it, but I hardly post anything political, but this should be read by everyone. This is not a political post by any means. This is simply something that everyone should stop and think about. Can you imagine the way he must be feeling right now? This woman says, I have 3 children that depend on me daily, yet on some days my anxiety is through the roof and I feel like the weight of the world is all on me. When he signed up for this role without pay, he did it for the Americans. He didn't do it for the fame or the glory. He had all that. He was willing to take on whatever. But the magnitude of what we're currently experiencing has got to be paralyzing. And to some, nothing he does is right or even good enough. Do you ever wonder how he must be dealing with it all when his head finally hits the pillow at night after press conferences and meetings, constantly trying to defend himself and protect our country? Does he break down and cry from all the pressure? Is he scared and confused? Is he even able to sleep? Can he shut his mind off at all? Or does he lay there and talk to God all night praying for strength and answers? Whether he's making you proud or not, look at this photo and ask God to soften your heart just a little bit and lift this man up in prayer. He needs them right now more than ever. He is carrying the weight of our country on his shoulders, and I don't think anybody could or would be doing a better job than he is. I just want to remind everyone to be kind and pray for President Trump and for our entire world. And I think that's great. You know, I think that whether you like Trump or not is irrelevant. I think what frustrates me, I'm not a real big Facebooker, but just scrolling to find this article to share with you guys, I saw so many people that I knew like, fuck Trump, you know, he's more worried about drugs and Corona, and they have all these opinions and all these things. And it's like, you're just breeding more negativity in the world right now. Like, I just...
Right. Well, guess what? Whether you like him or not, he's the one that is there leading us and is making the calls and making the decisions to get us through this.
My opinion on the drugs, and Corey and I had already talked about this, was that, yes, the last 2 weeks they've been probably running rampant because they're having a heyday bringing fentanyl and all these cocaine and you name it into this country because we've been so focused on Corona, the coronavirus.
Right.
I guess Brielle was reading, and I don't know if this is true, but like, I don't even, 1,300 CEOs have stepped down, including Disney, Victoria's Secret, Google have stepped down. I don't know the whole story on it, but it's not even really in the news because Corona is taking over everything. But anyways, I just want you guys to have a little bit of a different perspective, whether you're a Trump fan or not. Just put yourself in his shoes.
Yeah.
So anyways, you guys, let me tell you what happened here. 2 days ago, I'm in the shower. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon. I've had like super, super... like bad back pain because I've been running and stuff, and so I'm in the shower. I ran because my chiropractor was coming. Like, I avoided him for like 2 weeks or whatever, and then I said, dude, like, I can't, I have migraines and I can't just take medicine on top of my Plavix every day. Plavix is a blood thinner. I can't take Excedrin migraine every day and ibuprofen 800 and all the, I just can't. So anyways, I'm in the shower, and for some reason I knew Kane was in my head, and I was like, all right, God, please watch over my family. Please protect us. Like, none of us can go to the hospital right now because of this Corona. Leave these, you know, rooms for people that really need these emergencies and, you know, have emergencies. Just, you know, basically protect our family, so forth and so on. Oh, well, 2 hours later, I guess Croy was doing something in the closet. I was putting the towels away. And then Ariana came in and was like, Kane cut his foot. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, just put a Band-Aid on it. She's like, no, it's pretty bad. I'm like, how? She's like chasing Vale around the house. I'm like, whatever. Like, he stubbed his toe is what kind of what I was thinking. So then I think Brielle came in right after Ariana leaves. And she's like, I'll go out there. And I said, I'll be there in 1 second. And then Brielle comes in. She's like, two totally different personalities. You guys might want to come look at Kane's foot. Like, it's serious. I'm not kidding you. It's like very deep. I'm like, get out. I'm coming. Okay. So we get out there and, you know, I told you guys since the cash incident, I'm once this is all over, going to get some therapy for this PTSD. Croy and I both.
Am I? You signed me up.
You said you had it too from the cash incident. No, like it's bad. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm. Yeah, okay. I probably need some help.
Okay, so
everybody
needs help.
Everybody can always.
I just
help
I know at least Croy can like look at things because I can't even look at things anymore. And remember, I did this for a living. I worked in the emergency room. I dealt with trauma for a year and a half, so I dealt with this every day. I know my kids are different, but I could at least deal with their boo boos prior. Well, I can't even look at it. So Croy looks at it and he calls FaceTimes our pediatrician. Who I absolutely love. And she's like, yep, I think definitely it's going to need some doctor's assistance basically there. And so I asked her, you know, like I know there's corona at these children's hospitals basically, and I don't want to really do that. So I text a couple doctors that I knew. One, their offices were closed or whatever. They could meet us in the morning. And which my doctor said, listen, you know, as long as it's done, and they say max 24 hours, but I'm really hoping you guys can do it within the next like 15 hours would be ideal.
If it needs stitches.
If it needs stitches, right.
The doctor, performing.
So long story short, instead of meeting the doctor that wanted to meet me in the morning or whatever, another friend of mine texted and was like, hey, I'll just meet you at my office. I don't want you guys heading down to the hospital basically with this corona stuff and, you know, that sort of thing. So thank God for
my office has been closed. It's clean.
Yeah. I'm
clean.
Sterilized. He's been closed for a week and a half. Yeah.
He said, you know, totally crazy time. Definitely don't put him at risk if I'll see him right now.
You know what I really appreciate about that is that the doctors are so overloaded and needed and working, you know, around the clock to help patients from infants to the elderly with this coronavirus. And what I loved was that he saw himself, like, rather than having a child go down to the ER with a parent, possibly infecting them, coming back to a family that have 10 people that live in our house, basically, I'll just do it, you know, basically in the office. Which I think is really, really awesome. And I'm really thankful that they were able to see that side of things. And he didn't even charge us, which was really nice of him. He didn't have to do that, which I thought was really, really sweet. But anyway, so we went and he had his foot basically, I guess.
Oh, man, it was terrible. If you guys want to know. So if you were to, let's say you were cutting vegetables and you took a knife and you slit your finger, it would be a nice clean slice where it looked like somebody kind of just opened you up. Kane was running and caught his foot on a furniture leg, and basically he hit it to the point where I think he hit the furniture leg in between the toes. So that helped with the force. And then he hit it hard enough to where it basically ripped the skin versus like cutting it.
Right.
And so it was kind of like the bizarrest, creepiest wound I've seen. It was kind of like, it looked like, literally looked like,
so
somebody
wait, let's
like
go
pulled
back.
Apart like silly putty almost. It was
let's go back to Kane and the fact that Kane had 104 fever and he's like, I'm fine. Just could you make the bath?
This was months ago.
He had the flu.
Right, yeah.
can you just make the bath water a little warmer? But I'm fine. It's like, dude, you're not fine. Okay.
Anytime.
And no, I can't make the bath. But anytime, anything, if he stubs his toe, if he gets punched, he's like, I'm fine. I'm great. Like, he's so prideful, yeah. I guess.
Right.
I don't know. This time he said, it's really hurting me, Dad. And I was like, I can't take it. So go ahead, babe.
Yeah. It was very gruesome looking. You know, it was something kind of like, out of like a horror film, because it was like, it's hard to describe, but like pulled apart and it was deep. So, yeah, we got him fixed up, though. I'm very thankful that we had that ability. And
very, very, very thankful.
Got it disinfected, got him on antibiotics, and got him all.
I guess what I was saying was that I feel like at this time, that doctors, nurses, you know, that sort of thing, they're all just, everybody's in this together. And I just thought it was really cool for somebody to notice that, hey, like I would have just taken him to the ER had Corona not been going on. Yeah. And so I was definitely, anyways, very thankful for him. So we're good. Hopefully that's the last of it.
And he's good. Kane's good.
Kane's good.
He's hobbling
around. He's allergic to penicillin, so he's on a heavy-duty antibiotic. Soaked his foot. He was on the trampoline prior, so his feet were like dirty as shit.
Yeah.
So Croy ended up taking him to the doctor's office, and I stayed behind. And so I'm like, Croy, make sure you guys clean it. You know, make sure. He's like, okay. So they soaked it and banded on for a while and that kind of thing. And to make sure it was extra clean. I'm just like a freak. Okay.
Right.
So anyways, we're doing good. And I'm thankful that it was, you know, not terrible. But anyway, another thing, you guys, how about our nails? How about our nails? On a side note,
yeah,
people are treating me like, how are you getting your nails done? It's like, girl, I'm not. So like, I've had tips.
I got a Dremel downstairs.
No, I'm not talking to you
we'll cut them with clippers, and we'll go back to the Al Natural.
No, I've had acrylic nails.
I could drill them right off.
No,
I'd be good at it.
That's I can't. My skin is sander. My nails are so sensitive under these.
No.
Corey's wound up today, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, no, my nail guy has left. He left. The nail salon's obviously closed down here in Georgia, and he's been gone from there a week prior to when they shut down. He only came in to do mine, Brielle, and Ariana's nails because it was going to be almost 3 full weeks, and he knew that this was coming. So I'm like, Ben, get your shit and take it home. I've ordered all of my own acrylic colors lately because I wasn't happy with the salon's quality of the colors that they were using, and you'd have to mix to get a pink color. So I started buying my own acrylic online just a month ago, which is hysterical. I have like 40 different colors, 40 different gel polishes. I feel like I'm a nail tech. But anyway, so I text Ben. I'm like, hey, when are you going to come to my house this week? Because we have the salon, so nobody's been up here, you know, and we haven't left the house at all. Today, Corey and I left for the first time in 2.5 weeks just to get a prescription at CVS. What?
Just hit me. Pretty soon, I think you're going to be like, hey, Croy, check out this video on YouTube. And it's going to be somebody, here's how you form and shape acrylic nails.
I can do it on somebody else. I don't know that I can do it on myself.
You know who's going to be doing nails here in about 6 months?
You.
This guy.
That's hysterical. I told Croy.
You're sneaky. You are.
I'm buying a drill. I said, Ben, I have everything you need. He's like, well, my boss didn't let us take any of our stuff from the salon. Basically, I guess they didn't want them making money on the side or whatever. I'm like, Ben, I'll buy the drill. He's like, no, I don't know. Basically, he's not fucking coming.
A little scared, I think. Rightfully so. And good.
Well, so this other guy that did our nails a couple years ago,
what's he been doing, too, is the question. He probably shouldn't be over here either.
He's been at his house. I'm waiting on his response about that specifically, though. He said that their nail salon was closed down 15 days and 14 days ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll have to ask him because I guess, you know, I definitely think that people are more apt to come here. That have done our nails in the past or whatever, they know I'm a germaphobe, and they know that I don't leave my house anyway. So like people are like, hey, I'm sure you're doing great over there because you don't leave your house anyway. And it's like, now that I'm told I can't leave my house, now I want to leave my house. But I've been a homebody my entire life. I also was grounded most of my life from like 7th to 12th grade. So I feel like I was like, I practiced before for all of this, you know? So I've been on lockdown before, just a different way. But anyway, so the
Something
nail thing, you guys
get around that lockdown.
No, because that's what got me grounded for another month because I'd sneak out. So as far as your nails are concerned, I thought of this for all the ladies that have acrylic nails like me. And like I said, I used to bite my nails. So that's why I started getting these at 15. I've never, ever not been without them. Like I've never lived that way. And I can't even imagine like the air touching my nails. It would just drive me nuts. So when I was Googling today to buy all these products, and tools that you would need to do acrylic nails, I found all of these nails on Etsy that are like the whole nail designed and like painted and really, really beautiful nails, like, or just plain pink, really pretty pink colors. And all you do is super glue them down and they last, they said 2 weeks. So if you can't deal with your own nails, that's an option for now. They're pretty inexpensive. I was like quite surprised. It might become like a real thing. So if you guys are looking for nails, that's my recommendation to do it, because who knows what's going to happen and for how long. Because like I said, Georgia, I feel so bad for my sweet baby Ariana, because her graduation, her prom, this is, she's a senior. And for all the seniors out there, I feel so bad for you guys. 2020 was supposed to be like the best year ever. And Ariana's been looking forward to this her whole life. And she's really saddened by it. But they just canceled school in Georgia for the rest of the year, which I have to be honest with you, I agree with. So I would, God forbid we send our kids back to school and then, you know, they get infected. It's just, it's better to do that.
People too, I don't, you know.
What about our tuition? Are they going to give us our money back for the couple months or no?
Well, no, the teachers are still teaching and they're doing the
curriculum.
Well, the
food is like organic. It's expensive.
Well, yeah, if you're talking private, you do pay for the food. So, yeah, maybe you got to figure something out maybe there. But
the teachers are still working.
Yeah, no, the teachers are busting
their butts. So our one teacher who I love so much, I sent her a text message just randomly last night because I was thinking about her. And I said, hey, you know, just so thank you so much for all you do for our kids. And she wrote back, you're always so sweet. You know, this is, she said she's been putting in 16, 17 hour days because she's got to put everything online and she's a little bit older. So she doesn't know, like me, like I don't know how to fucking do all this computer stuff and like upload it. And I just, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's she said she's just exhausted and super stressed. And it's so sad because she's usually like bubbly and fun, and she's still bubbly and fun. I got to give these teachers credit, you guys. My kids don't listen to me for shit. It's like, hey, Kane, let's do this math problem. He's like, oh my God, what's on TV? Did you see that bird out the window? And these teachers are able to keep, you know, 15, 20 students completely focused on a Zoom call for an hour.
Right.
How amazing is that? I can't even keep them. Croy comes into the room, into the kitchen, and they all start doing their work. It's unbelievable. So, you know what I started doing? I started leaving the kitchen and just not even fucking around with the homework. I just go to my office, pay bills, or organize our closets, or make lunch or dinner. And I'm just like, bye, Croy. And Croy gets, every day he's getting increasingly more frustrated with the schoolwork because it is a lot, and we don't want our kids to fall behind, and you know, obviously, and so we're really focused on the work, and yeah, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. I have to laugh right now because I'm thinking about it tomorrow morning, and it's coming again. For everybody, though, guess what? Next week is spring break, which is not fun for any of us. I'm sure we all, I mean, we had to cancel our plans. I'm sure all of you guys did too. Which is fine, but you won't have Zoom calls next week. So I think that'll give us a really nice break for all us parents, especially Croy, to not have it. And then when we come back to it, maybe we'll have a really good attitude, and then we're fucking in it for the long haul because now we're going to go to like mid-May.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning right alongside
Cash. I don't even
Cash.
Know some of the words that Cash had to deal with yesterday. Croy's like, do you know what a brr? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah, English was not my strong suit. I was very good at science, math, physics, all of that. And I hated like language arts, spelling, writing. Wasn't my thing. Just really wasn't. And so he right now is learning basically English and sentences and how to form proper sentences and what each thing in a sentence is. And so we're talking about conjunctions and adverbs and adjectives and common nouns and proper nouns and all these crazy terms. And some of them I can't even remember because I don't even know what the hell they even mean. And I have to Google them right next to Cash to figure out what it is to help him understand. And he's supposed to remember. He's got like, literally,
Cash
he's got like
so
30
work.
He's got like 30 things that he has to like have memorized to be able to correct a sentence and show
and
what's what.
It's a lot.
And I'm like, I don't even know what a conjunction
and
function,
I think they tend to pay more attention though when they're in a group setting and the teacher's talking to them and they're learning at the board, and this is like, here's your paper, let's do it. And he's like basically looking at us like, fuck you, like another piece of paper, great. And so he starts crying at different points, and Croy's like, stop crying. And I'm like, well, he's so tired, he's only 7 and he's been doing work for 3 hours.
Right.
So, I mean, you guys, I think this is, it's okay to drink mimosas at 8 a.m., I think, at this time. I also was Bloody Marys as well. Whatever works to get you through, honestly. Take a sip on the bright side with the new Dunkin' Matcha Lattes. Try the refreshing combination of sweetened matcha green tea blended with creamy milk, and you can enjoy it iced, hot, or frozen. It's a delicious way to hit the reset button on your day, and it's also just a delicious way to drink something delicious. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Dunkin', French vanilla coffee, lots of cream, lots of sugar. Anyways, you guys, it's also just a delicious way to drink something super, super delicious. Enjoy refreshing matcha latte at Dunkin' today. American runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. So also a big shout out to Atlanta. A plane left yesterday with all, you know, nurses and doctors and that sort of thing headed to New York City to help. Yeah. So I loved seeing that. I know, Donald, I guess a lot of the ambulances, Donald Trump was saying, you know, from all over the country, 250 ambulances were shipped to New York, mm-hmm. and Atlanta, even from LA, mm-hmm. and Atlanta's climbing number. The numbers are huge. I have some doctor friends that that work down at Emory, and they're overloaded. My pediatrician was saying, though, that her office and a lot of doctors' offices and even the ER, aside from the coronavirus stuff, are so slow because the kids don't have the flu or strep throat or ear infections, and they're not hanging out with other kids and getting all these germs. So things have really, really slowed down. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. I just want to share that with you guys. But I think it's really cool.
What? I think they said 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks from being our peak.
April 22nd. But we're 6,000 cases in or something like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to share with you. And also, I'm extremely proud of the United States and how everyone has really come together. Large and small businesses are doing what they can no matter what. I think it's really great that we all are working together. Nothing chaps my ass more than Piedmont Park in Atlanta on Sunday was packed. You're ignorant. It frustrates me. It irritates me. And it's I don't know what the fuck you're not. I guess you're not watching the news because you're out. I don't know. Educate yourself. Pay attention. You're putting everybody at risk when you want to be out like that. So they've kind of closed down the parks. I know they closed down the parks in New York as well. Mm-hmm. The MARTA station in Atlanta, somebody sent me a picture. Portia sent me a picture. And it was packed. A gazillion people.
Packed.
Shoulder to shoulder. And it was just you guys, you carry this virus is like a silent killer. You have this virus. You can have it for up to 14 days and not even know it. And so then I just was hearing last night that if you've had coronavirus, people tested negative and then within the next 8 days have tested positive and remain positive for 8-10 more days. And that the people go right back to their families. You know, as soon as you test negative, Andy Cohen spreading. And they're still spreading. So I also want to share with you guys some companies. I know credit cards, certain credit cards, even the big ones, Saks, Neiman's, Capital One, they are allowing people to postpone their payments, basically.
MasterCard, Visa, Capital One.
Yeah, all them.
Barclays, I think.
Yeah. I don't even know what Barclays is.
Those are the big banks that issue the credit cards. Oh. So even though it's a Saks credit card, there has to be a big bank behind it that gives you the
Capital
money.
One, right. So you guys, I wanted to share though that so you're able to postpone your payment for this month, but you have to call. American Express is working with people as well. You have to call and deal with it directly. It's not something that's going to happen automatically for you. So just want to let you know.
So that'll take some weight off your shoulders. Right. Give them a call.
And definitely, I recommend taking advantage of it because you don't know how long it's going to be before we can all go back to work in essence. So I do recommend taking advantage of it no matter what the situation is from a standpoint of who knows where we're mm-hmm. going to be now that everything's been another 30 days, God forbid another 30 days.
Right.
Also, Audible launched a free collection of audiobooks for children. Amazon Kindle is giving 2 free months for new users. Amazon and Apple, if you test positive for the coronavirus, you get unlimited sick leave mm-hmm. as well as McDonald's, which I think is fantastic.
They're also hiring too. If you're in an area where there's a warehouse and you're you know of that. Instacart is also hiring. They need more people to deliver and help us stay at home. And so if you need work and you've been laid off or you've been
you can do phone calls from home for Instacart as well, right?
Yeah.
We know a few people that got jobs at Instacart and work on the phone.
Yep.
Also, I love that we were at CVS today picking up a prescription and my phone popped up and said free Wi-Fi. McDonald's next door or near you, and I was literally right next to McDonald's, which I thought was really cool. But Comcast, Verizon, Charter, Google, T-Mobile, and Sprint signed a pledge to keep the internet connected for the next 60 days. Even if people have not paid their bills, can't afford it, it will be on guaranteed for the next 60 days, which I think is really awesome. And this is just another example of how the United States, these larger companies, are coming together to help everyone. People don't have to do this, you know? And so I think it's really, really awesome that they are. Also, you guys,
I want to say too, sorry to cut you off
again,
if you don't have to, try to stay with your normal routine. If you're fine, let other people who actually need it use it, and don't take advantage of the system. You know, let's not take advantage of the system. If you're fine, keep going about your routine and keep going about the way that you have been doing things, so that other people who need it and the companies, because it's going to stress the companies. It's putting stress on the companies. It's putting stress on the infrastructure. Everything right now is under extreme amounts of stress. And so if you're adding to it and you don't have to, you could be per se the one that adds so much that it breaks the system, right? Like we that's what we're trying to avoid is the system breaking. And that system can be food. That system can be supply chains. That system can be banking. It can be loans. It can be all those things. And so this right now is stressing everybody: healthcare systems, financial systems, food supply systems, trucking systems, delivery systems. Everything is under stress. And so if you, again, don't have to add to it, help us out and don't add to it.
Also, you guys, please avoid grocery shopping from today, April 1st to April 3rd, unless you have a critical need. Many WIC and SNAP benefits come to low-income families at the first of the month, and there will be a surge as these families redeem them. Many of these families' benefits were already depleted way more quickly because children are staying at home from school, and some families are going hungry right now. Also, please respect their needs by not buying items with a WIC shelf tag. They cannot simply substitute these items with others they will have to go without. This will also help to keep some of our city's most vulnerable safer by not adding to the crowds in the stores unnecessarily. Also, people on these programs cannot buy things online or for delivery, just to keep that in mind. Also, I want to share with you guys an emotional listening support line, which is 1-800-932-4616, and a suicide helpline, you guys, 1-800-273-8255, 24 hours a day there. The emotional listening support, I think, is great. There's people there that can listen to you and talk to you and make conversation. I know a lot of people are alone, so I want to share that with you guys as well.
Everybody see... I saw the creepiest thing the other day on the news. Joel Osteen was in front of his empty congregation, just empty seats, and he was preaching to a camera, you know, and he delivered his message. And you know, a couple things I pulled from it, and what I saw was again, there's no better time right now in times of high stress and in high anxiety and concern and uncertainty than to focus on the present. Be present with your family. Be present with your kids. Do something that'll put a smile on your face in the moment. And we've talked on this podcast many, many episodes that the key to massive success and the key to happiness and the key to prosperity and wealth and abundance is gratitude. Right now, there is still something in your life that you can be grateful for, whether it's the roof that's over your head, the extra time with your kids, the extra time to learn a new hobby, the extra time to clean up your house, whatever. There is the just being able to wake up and breathe and feel the sun on your face that some people unfortunately are no longer able to because of this terrible virus. So practice gratitude. It'll help you feel less stressed. It'll help you feel less anxious. It'll help you feel all those things. So that was one of the biggest things that he was preaching, was just really try to focus on the gratitude in your life at this time.
True, baby. Okay, on to some emails that we received at Kim Zolciak, you guys. This is from Christina Stillwell. Hey, just listening to your latest podcast. So you may have heard, but there is a mini-size Nintendo and Super Nintendo with the game built in. We got them for our kids because we didn't want them playing all these new and nasty games. Hope this helps. Love you guys. Thanks, Christina. We'll be looking into that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because last time we had talked about the screen time.
The screen time, yeah.
Yeah, and video games.
This one is from Carrie in Wisconsin. First, I want to say that you and your family have been getting me through this quarantine. I look forward to your podcast each week. I admire you and all your authenticity. What a beautiful family you have. Thank you. My children are fortunate that their school provides them with a Chromebook. They have been able to access their work on Chromebook, which is a blessing since we are running our business out of our home now and always on our desktop and laptop. And I feel that most of the schools in our area, Central Wisconsin, provided the students with iPads or Chromebook. Wow, that's really amazing because it's tough. We work on our computers as well.
I know the school system that I grew up in, they had to put together paper packets, and then the parents had to come pick them up. And so that's what they had to do, and grateful they were able to do that. But again, that's a little bit more risky than receiving something digitally. You know, that packet's been touched by hands. So be thankful that if you have a computer and a laptop that you're able to use that. That's pretty cool.
The school workload has been average so far, but we're currently on spring break, so no school work this week. We're supposed to be in Florida right now on vacation, but obviously I had to cancel. We've been cutting down to our vacations for over a year. We almost lost out on all the money that we paid for our condo due to the condo owner that wasn't going to allow us to reschedule or cancel. Thank God after two firm emails, he allowed us to reschedule. Thanks again for your fun podcast. I wish I could listen to a new podcast every day while working from home. Best of luck to you in all this unprecedented time. By the way, I just bought my first cashmere product. I'm absolutely loving them. That scent, though, thanks, girl, makes my bathroom smell like a spa. That scent's created a lot of babies. I feel like we're going to have a lot of babies in 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They call it the COVID boom or the corona boom.
Yeah. This is from Jessica. Hi, Kim. I love your family. My daughter doesn't have any tech in her room. She is 7. She has a tablet. It's a charger. And everything is down in our kitchen. I did let her use the tablet in bed last night only to use the Kindle app to read. Now that school is out, we let her stay up late as she wants to read. She has tons of books. My husband and I still work from home, full-time, but from home. So she sleeps in a bit from reading all night. It makes work so much easier on us. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you, Jessica. Corey's been putting the kids to bed on time, and I'm getting really annoyed. I'm getting really annoyed.
I love that.
Really annoyed by it.
You know what I'm going to do, though? We're gonna switch things up. The fact that she lets her stay up as late as she wants, but she has to be reading. That's fantastic, because kids, they want to stay up late, right? So they'll do anything to stay up late. Well, get them to start reading more. The kids, they don't hate to read, but they don't love to read. They do their reading.
I think that's 99% of the kids.
I enjoyed reading as a kid. I remember my mom telling me that I really enjoyed
Troy,
reading.
Come on. My mom would hand me Judy Blume books, and those are the only ones I would read.
But I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, you guys can stay up as late as you want, however late. But once it turns 8 o'clock, you have to be reading from then on till you go to bed, till whenever you want to go to bed. From 8 o'clock on.
I've been telling Corey he's no fun.
That is, I love that idea. I'm on to it. We're going
to try it. Kristen is writing us an email, and she says, "Hi, Kim and Corey. I'm a bit behind listening to your podcast, but I had to respond to you about video games for your kids. My kids had the Switch, which is by Nintendo. You can play Mario Kart and Mario Brothers on it. It can hook up to the TV, or it can be a handheld game for a plane ride or in the car. It can also be two players or one. I think you can buy more controllers too, but I only have two kids. I have to tell you that we've been having so much fun playing a game called Animal Crossing that just came out on March 20th. Perfect timing for this whole quarantine situation. We had the older version on Wii when my kids were very young, and they just loved it. It's not violent. It's a life skill game where you get put on a deserted island. And you have to build a house and find tools, fish, gather, and make money to pay off your mortgage, collect fruit, twigs, and such. Anyways, it's super fun. The whole family plays, and we have our own little characters that we play as. Our town now has a museum with all the fish and fossils we have found. I thought it might be something fun for you guys to play as a family. And again, it teaches life skills. You can also create your own fashions for your characters. Oh, Kaya would just love that,
which my
daughter absolutely loves to do, if nothing else. I love your podcast and all of its positivity. I'm so grateful for this time with my family, even though this world that we're living in feels like a twilight zone. My husband is a doctor, so he's kind of on the front line of this whole thing, and we are making the best of it day by day. Hope you guys are doing the same. Wish you all the health and happiness. Thank you, Kristen. That was a really cool email. I'm going to check out that game. Praying for your husband. That's really scary.
Talking about technology and apps right now. Also, if you obviously are separated from grandparents or a parent or anybody that your child is close with, you can download the app called Caribou. Just like the animal Caribou, and you can then read stories in the app. The grandparents can read to the kids. You guys can do little drawing activities. Really such a cool app that allows you to have some sort of interaction and fun interaction with a child who, and a grandparent that's across the state or across the city or across the street that you can't normally have contact with, that you normally have. So check it out, Caribou Like the Animal, in the App Store.
Okay, this is from Lucy. Hi, longtime listener to the podcast and follower of your hilarious family. I love watching you guys and think your family dynamic is brilliant. I followed your stroke story closely because I had a stroke when I was super young at 19, so I know exactly how it feels. Anyway, I hope you read this because I'm dying to have you talk about your makeup look. Your glam is always so flawless, and so is Brielle and Ariana's. I would love to know what products you use and would be so grateful if you'd give us some insight on the podcast. Hope you guys are staying safe during this crisis. I'll be listening out on the podcast, sending best wishes and love during this crazy time. Wow, Lucy, 19's young. Email me back and let me know what caused it. That's really interesting. Okay, as far as my products, I'm going to be sharing a new way to connect with me next week. I'm very excited about it. But
hopefully next week.
Hopefully next week, yeah. I'm pretty sure it'll be next week. I'm going to make it happen.
You're always so optimistic and then...
Whatever. I didn't say what it was.
There's processes.
I didn't say what it was. I didn't say what it was. Anyway, so I'll start with my... I always focus on my skin, right? Skin is most important. So if
it's your foundation, right?
Yeah,
it's the foundation.
Well, don't confuse people and say foundation because I'm going to talk about it.
It's just the base.
Yes.
Of
what? I don't use primers. I don't like primers. My shit falls off my face. I don't like it. I've never liked it. I've never found one. Don't email me that you love one. I don't like them. My girls don't either, which is kind of funny. So here's the thing. My favorite foundation is Luminous Silk by Giorgio Armani. It's not cheap. Just telling you. It's my favorite. I use and mix 5.5 and 6, number 6 together.
That's your shades.
Those are my shades, yeah. Corey, just stop talking. Hey, stop talking. You don't know anything about makeup.
Well, I'm about to blow you away because I just knew that your numbers were your shades.
Yeah, but so I'm just sharing with people because they can kind of look at me and be like, oh, I'm kind of... Anyways, you can type in any foundation at like Sephora. You can type in that you use whatever other foundation.
I don't know what primer is, though.
And what the...
Google that.
And what the foundation is that you use. And... It'll tell you which number to use in Armani, which I think is really cool. But I use, so Giorgio Armani, when I'm tan, I mix 7 and 8 together.
Those are darker.
I haven't had any wine today, can you tell? And it sounds like he has, but he actually hasn't. So I don't know what's going on. I think we're all just going a little crazy, like I said from the beginning. So then I also mix that with Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer. And it's Radiance is the color. I just use a little bit. I use like two little like squeezes out of the tube. Mix them together on a glass, like on this mirror that's made specifically for this. Swirl it all around. I use a brush, a foundation brush to apply it, and a beauty blender to blend it. So very important that you blend. I think it's super important for lasers, like I've talked about in the past on the podcast, lasers and peels. And you can do a lot of these things at home right now. Because self-care, and I mean, you got the time, I feel like. So that's super important. My other favorite is Laura Mercier Translucent Powder. The only concealer that I use is MAC NC25. I can't think of the name of it. It's a liquid concealer. I love it. It doesn't crease underneath my eyes. But immediately after applying the concealer, I use the translucent powder under my eyes, at the below my cheekbones, basically on my chin and on my forehead, and then my makeup artist or myself will do the rest of my makeup. So for now, Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk, Radiance Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer, Laura Mercier Translucent Powder. I do not, in a beauty blender, I do not use a wet beauty blender to put on my translucent powder. I don't even know why people do that. Like for people my age, it'll look like I have wrinkles. You don't want it to be wet. So you can either use like a little max, like little triangle type sponge. But that sometimes doesn't even pick up the powder, or you can just tap it with a brush and lightly dust it away when you're finished with a, puffy kind of full, eyeshadow brush by MAC or something. It doesn't matter what brush you use. Super important that you don't leave the translucent powder on for very long under your eyes and under your, cheekbones, because you want, you don't want it to kind of settle in your creases per se. You also will line both sides of your nose, not down the center, folks. So your forehead down both sides of your nose, leave the center open, your chin underneath your cheekbones. You make a perfect line from your ear to your lip, right below kind of your cheekbone, and then also your forehead. And I'll be giving you more tips hopefully next week and showing you exactly how to do it.
That's a simple look, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's just the base.
That's the base.
But Cab Cosmetics, you guys, when I made the blushes, I made them super pigmented, because if you don't even have to do anything to your skin other than moisturize, but if you put our blush on, it literally makes you look so youthful. A pop of pink is so. Anyways, nothing makes me more irritated than blush. It is not.
Less is more.
Yeah. blush that is, I'm going to fucking choke my husband, y'all. I'm just kidding. He's kind of looking at me laughing. But no, if you just dust a little pink kind of on your cheeks or whatever, it gives you kind of a youthful glow. But anyways, nothing makes me more irritated, like I was saying, than blush that has no pigment. It's like you're trying to apply it and apply it and apply it and apply it. And it's like, where is it? Okay, you guys, our positive segment is 10 ways to live your best life in quarantine. I mean, what else can we do at this point? Number one, get ready for the day. This email was emailed to us, by the way, by Ashley Pollard. Get ready for the day. Hear me out. First of all, if you showered and dressed in decent clothes, you might actually do the job that has suddenly been moved to your home kitchen table office where your toddler's dripping milk across your very important documents. But equally as important, what if this quarantine finally spurs the HN11 races to descend from their hiding places and retake Earth? All I'm saying is that what does it say?
Typo, maybe.
No, I cannot. Well, this is like, there's a few typos because this is like Elven race. Is it Elven race? And then
Spurs the ancient Elven. Yeah.
Yeah, I said
races
11.
To descend from their hiding places and retake Earth. All I'm saying is that if Legolas comes walking down my street with that long golden hair flowing out behind him, I'm going to want to look good. I guess he might be like the.
Okay, sweetie.
The handsome god or something. I don't know that
Maybe
one.
So. I haven't gotten dressed at all, by the
if
way.
If you know what that is, let us know.
Yeah. I haven't gotten dressed at all. I'm in my robe like I am every day. And it's funny because guess what? Kaya hasn't either. And I said, Kaya, why don't you put some clothes on? She's like, why? You don't. It's like, well, all right, girl.
It'll help you keep your
I think you should
normalcy.
Put your jeans on
your
once
normalcy,
a week
right.
just to make sure they fit. That's it.
Yeah.
You can do that at night before you go to bed. Number two, stop staring at your phone and reading everything you can find. Big one.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I did it. I read all the things. I'm scared to look at my screen time count. It wasn't pretty. So before you start leaving blubbering social media posts about how you miss a society you once knew you were quoting Shakespeare in preparation for our return days, walk away. Stop scrolling. You can get lost in Facebook, Instagram, everywhere for hours and hours and nothing right. gets done.
It's going to only increase your anxiety, your fear,
yeah.
your
and
concern.
I there's so many conflicting reports, you guys. It's like, what do you believe? Yeah. Number three, create something, anything. It's hard when it feels like things are just falling apart around you. Take back an iota of control and start up those piano lessons online. Build your website. Read that book. Redecorate the room that's been driving you nuts. Get a garden ready. Teach your pet dragon not to set your beard on fire. Build the meditation tree stand. You do you. Find your quest mate. This life is crazy adventure, and some of us have lost sight that in our modern world, well, guess what? Life just demanded that you slow the heck down and look around for a second. Find those that are important to you and cling tight. Live alone, losing your mind, guess what? This is the easiest year ever to have a quarantine. You can live video chat with whoever, wherever. It's like magic, the most amazingly social connecting magic ever. Trust me when I say that Arwen, one of my favorite wizards, Arwen, would be most impressed. So yeah. She's into wizards. That's why I don't know who they are.
Okay.
But definitely Caribou is an awesome one. Good old FaceTime, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Zoom.
I love check on Zoom. Your friends. Send a message. You know, I've had a lot of messages come my way. It just like puts a smile on my face, and I try to do the same in return. Five, take your magic potions. A magic potion is critical. What? Why are you looking at me like that? All right, fine. There's no potion. It's vitamins. I'm talking about vitamins, but it's the fact that having a healthy body is really important. Six, read the books. If I had a dollar for every person who told me I'd like to read, but I don't have time, I'd be a kabillion gazillionaire. And instead of writing this post, I'd be recording some uber swanky video from my own personal island that I purchased just for this quarantine. Guess what? We've all got now. Time. So hey, pull that old book off the shelves, order a new one from your favorite local bookstore for delivery, choose an ebook or download an audiobook. The book world is so accommodating these days. Take advantage. Seven, dance party in the living room. I have no fantastical basis for this suggestion. I just feel like it's a good, solid plan. Music, exercise, fun, and laughter with no one other than your intimate family to make you embarrassed. Now it's your time to let those dancing shoes out of the box. Fine print, cats and dogs are included as well. Also goldfish. I'll add a chinchilla, but I'll have it on good authority that they get a little judgy. Like, it's hysterical. Eight, eat well. Look, we've all said that we'd love to cook this or that we don't have time. I've made sweet and sour pork with fried rice last night. How long did that time take? 2 hours. 2 hours, people. Think I have time for that on a normal weekday? No, nor would I have the time for a second degree burn on my thumb from a frying sweet and sour pork. Maybe today's the day that you can finally make an attempt at that homemade bread. Will you ever want to do it again? Probably not. Nine, find your zen. Life these days move at breakneck speeds. Article after article has been written about how much stress the constant barrage of things that need attention creates. You've just been forced to slow down. No, you can't attend the after work get together, and little Johnny won't be making it to his birthday party after all. But even though many of us are working from home and trying to juggle new distractions, the fact is that your social calendar just cleared up. Let's figure out how to live at a lower level for a while. Who knows what heroic things we could accomplish when our lives and minds are less cluttered. And 10, final moments. Even in fiction, we can't write all the bad all the time. It's not sustainable. And what I mean by that is that you, the reader, cannot and will not sustain it. It's too heavy, too depressing. You literally can't handle it. So we add breaks, moments of light. Sometimes it can be as small as a smile or our sarcastic moment. Living life in the darkness, even if it's dark, is not sustainable. You must find that light in the small moments throughout the day to hold on to. They are there if you just look for them. Which I think is really great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys exercise. That's what we've been doing. Like I said, is running a lot. We've been cooking a ton. Tracy is not with us at this current time. She's healthy and fine, but Cannon's not in daycare because the daycare closed, so it's been a little tricky. So I've been cooking a lot and baking. I always bake. Yeah, the whole family's been running, taking the dogs out and running. We have been organizing things. I often have felt like overwhelmed though when I'm like, okay, I'm going to organize my room. And then I just look at it and it's like, well, I have the bathroom to organize and my dresser and my bedroom and then my closet's a fucking mess. And it's like, well, just forget it. I'm not doing any of it. Just forget it. And I don't. But I'm going to work on that this week, like actually just doing a little bit. And then instead of having to do it all in one day, because that's kind of how I look at life in general, is like completing it, like, and then I'll be fine. I'm just going to try to attempt a little pile here, a little pile there, and then eventually it'll be the whole thing, or so I'm hoping. And I might as well do that while I have my period because nothing else is going on. Okay, you guys, our golden nugget of the week is Feed Our Hospital Heroes GoFundMe.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
I think this is really amazing. It's a GoFundMe that you can check out if you just search that. And it's feeding the staff at the hospital, the doctors and the nurses, and they're getting the food deliveries, which I've seen most of Atlanta come together and help these people. They're working, like I said, 17, 18 hour days. A lot of these first responders, they were saying, don't want to go home and possibly infect their family. They're working 17, 18 hour days as well. And so it's really nice to be able to just have the food there. $5 from every person that lived in Atlanta, Georgia, or even a dollar would be a lot of money for them to have food for a long period of time. Yeah. And because this has been extended for at least another 30 days, that's three meals, you know, 7 days a week. For all of these doctors and nurses that are working so hard to keep us all safe. So that is our golden nugget. You guys, check it out. I just found out about it last night. You can check out Access ATL, and it will tell you all about it. And you can click the link there as well. I'm just going to make sure I'm telling you the right. Yeah, it's Access, ACCESSATL. I think it's really, really great. If you're looking to help those people on the front lines. So anyways, they've surpassed their 10K goal, which is amazing. They're trying to double it now. Really proud of the lady that put this together. Hopefully we'll maybe have them on the podcast to talk about it next week. Let's all come together, you guys. Like I said, even a dollar matters at this time. And I've never heard of anybody going broke by giving. So that's what Natalie Tomlinson said to me one day when we were talking about just giving what you can. And some people, you know, don't have very much. She said they can find a dollar. And I kind of chuckled, and she's like, Kim, I've never heard of anybody going broke by giving. So I thought that was, yeah, a dollar or so. What are you laughing at or smiling at?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Right. Also, too, want to mention to you guys that a couple weeks back, Kim had said we're coming to you guys twice a week. And that was our plan this whole time. And then this coronavirus thing has put a big old fat wrench into that as well. And so due to our production company's demands and them having to do some major changes as well, at this time, we're just not going to be able to give you guys two a week. So we will be going to one a week. And those days, do we have a day, babe? Is it going to be, do we want to go back to Wednesdays?
Let's just go back to Wednesdays for now. I think that probably works best for everyone.
Yeah.
It's so sad, but I know we'll go back to two as soon as, yeah, you know, everybody's got to kind of scale back at this time. It's unfortunate because we're having more people at home that are probably listening. Right. So this is hopefully very temporary. And we appreciate you guys listening. And so we'll be back on Wednesdays every single week.
Yeah. Wednesdays, and if not Wednesdays, Thursdays. Check around those days. Kim will be posting it on Instagram.
I'll let you
every
guys
week.
Know for sure. I'm assuming Wednesdays in the middle of the week would be great. I think for everyone. I think Wednesdays is today Wednesday because
today is Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we all need a little pick me up on a Wednesday anyway.
Yeah.
So just want to let you guys know that. So yeah, hopefully this too shall pass. It's such a strange time for everyone that's involved, and we don't know what's coming or when right. it's going to stop. So anyway, sending you guys lots of love and prayers.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.